Good evening, everybody. For those who don't know me, my name is Ralph. I think I know most of you. It's good to be here. It's good to sing. It's good to worship the Lord. It's good to praise Him. It's good to share the things of God. And I pray that we're going to be blessed tonight. We're blessed already with what we've sung, I'm sure. May the Lord help me as I speak and share the word with you. I'm reading Matthew 24, verse 36. I'm going to read quite a bit, but it's the second bit I'm going to relate to the most. But we have to start at the beginning. It's a very good place to start. At 24:36. But about that day or hour, I have all the right chapter, yes. Mm-hmm. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, and one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have left his house broken into. So also, you must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. I might as well start at the very beginning, a good place to start. This verse, 24:44, was the motto when I was in the RAF. It's still a motto of an organisation I was involved in, SASRA. Who's heard of SASRA? Soldiers and Airmen Scripture Readers Association. I was at RAF Holton as a trainee, and interesting times. We won't talk about them, but we had Derek Brooks, a SASRA reader, who was on our base, assigned to our base, and I was brought up religiously. But I'd gone away from what little I knew of God anyway, as you tend to in the forces. But I wasn't a real Christian. I knew I wasn't a real Christian. But Derek Brooks was a big influence in my life. And I think one thing that we should do, you know, always, always, always never forget those who have blessed you in the things of God. Even in little ways. Somebody might have spoken a word that, and you may have forgotten, but that person could have been a big instrument in you coming to Christ or growing in Christ. It was a shock to me to go to SASRA meetings. And 44, so you must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. And that was the motto. And it behoves us, you know, and I don't think, if I was really honest, I think I could be more prepared. I think I could be more ready. But we've got to be aware that the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Christ, might come any time. And we've got to be ready. And that means that we've got to put away things that are not conducive to our spiritual growth. and are growing in grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Activities, people, we need to be aware. I'm not saying that we shouldn't go on the streets and share the gospel. We should do that more. But be ready for, it's in the AV, it's be ready for when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. I like that version because it's ye, which is the singular. So here, God is speaking to us. You be ready, you be ready, you be ready. We should always be ready for the coming of the Son of God. It might be soon, it might not. And we need to look into our lives and not be introspective, but to be open to the fact that maybe God needs to do something in us. I think we can all say that. I think we all need more of the Spirit of God in our lives. We need to truly know that Jesus Christ is Lord and submit in every aspect of our being. And sometimes, I don't know whether we do it all the time. I'm conscious of that more and more now. Maybe it's because I'm getting a little bit older. But we must be conscious of who we are in Christ. Be ready. Get rid of the baggage. Get rid of the rubbish. Anything that hinders. Anything that stops us. Just get rid of it. And have good fellowship. Speak to the Lord. Speak honestly to God. Say, if things aren't right, talk to him. That's funny. We need to talk to him. And say, Father, I need you. I need you to change me. I need to be ready for the coming of the Son of Man. We need to watch. Keep watch. Watch for signs. Watch what's happening in the world. You don't know. We don't know when he's coming. And sometimes I say, Lord, it's a shame we don't know. But it would be nice to know. But he's chosen in his wisdom and in his love that we don't know when he's coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you must be, in that kind of way, ready for God to come, ready for the Son of Man to come, in an hour that we least expect. I think the beauty of being a Christian and being able to talk with God is that people outside Christ, they can talk to their mates, they can talk to their family, but they don't talk to the one who counts. They don't talk to the one who can help. They don't talk to the one who can bless and speak into their lives. But it's got to be a cleaning away, a cleansing, a time when we reflect on our lives and we say, Father, we need you more. We need you more. We need you more in our life. And then we might find that the Lord is speaking to us and saying, well, you need to do this, or you need to do that. And it's wonderful that we can have a fellowship with God, and God, the Almighty God, can actually speak to us. He can actually speak to us. He can tell us, he can open our hearts to do things that we would never have thought of. I remember the first time I went on the streets. we had an elder. I used to go to what's called the Emmaus Christian Fellowship in Warrington. And one of the elders was an evangelist. Boy, was he an evangelist. And the other one wasn't. He was more of a teacher. And but the one who was an evangelist, you should have seen him on the street. He was good. And when you're standing beside somebody like that, doing the business, sharing Christ, some of it rubs off. Some of it will rub off. So if you and I get out and share the gospel, we will also share what we have with each other as we share the gospel. In the RAF, my life was changed. And I think it was just an amazing experience in a battery charging room when I had my batteries charged. I'm serious. I was by the side of a hangar, and in RAF bases, there's a battery charging room in the middle, and you go to one side and there's the lead acid batteries for the vehicles, for the ground vehicles. And then there's the aircraft batteries on the other side. So massive, two big massive rooms. And somebody was reading John chapter 17 to me. And Christ came into my life. Christ came into my life. And do you know, the guy is like an angel to me. It's like I can't... I can't find him. I don't know where he is. I've tried RAF camps, ex-RAF groups. I don't know whether he's still with us. But we should therefore keep watch, because you do not know what day the Lord will come. We don't know. Verse 42. We don't know what day, but we need to watch. We need to be aware. We need to live our lives as though we're living for Christ in the last days. We need to share the gospel more. I need to share the gospel more. I've been around my neighbours 3 times, but that was a little while ago. I need to go around again and share. I don't want the Lord to say to me, well, you didn't talk to your neighbours. We need to have the faith of God within us. We need to have the desire to share Jesus with those around us. I've had some absolutely amazing conversations with folk, but none of other people have come to Christ, but not my neighbours, which is sad. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So, you must be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour that you don't expect. Readiness means what we're doing now. We're praying, we're singing, we're honouring God, we're preparing ourselves. But in our own lives as well, we must live out real lives, real, honest lives with our wives, with our brothers and sisters, with our husbands, aunties, uncles, with our friends. We must be real to them and not put on anything at all. People aren't daft. They'll suss us out if we're not genuine in what we're saying. We had a day's outreach, didn't we, on Monday? Was it Monday? Was it Monday, yeah? We had a day's outreach and in Clitheroe, and it was
Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday?
Matthew.
Yes.
Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday was it? Yeah. And it was raining.
That's right.
Of all the days, you say, Lord, it's raining, but it's good. It's good, and I encourage everybody to share. To share their faith, to share what they have. You don't know how a word can be transformed. And don't be afraid of Jehovah's Witnesses. Don't be afraid of them. When I was a lad, fiery young Christian with a bit more fire in my belly than I've got now, I went into Kingdom Halls and I spoke with them about Jesus at the end of a meeting. I thought if I went for a third, or was it fourth time, I thought, they'll bar the doors. I just had that feeling. But I went two or three times and shared the gospel. And I love sharing the gospel with Jehovah's Witnesses because they've got a lot of things right, but they've not got the main thing right. The main thing is that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if he's the Son of God, he is God. He's, as the Bible says, he's monogenous. He's one with God. He's the same substance as God. And that's the beauty and the wonder that this Christ came to earth. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know that day or hour the Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. I think if I was the disciples, I would have problems as well, like they did, with understanding some of the parables of Jesus. But he explains some of them, and it's important that we understand what the true meaning is. We need to declutter. Being ready means we declutter. We can have things within our lives that hinder us, and we need to declutter. We need to get rid of all the things that are hindering our lives. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants of his household? He will give them their food at the proper time. That's wonderful. It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. The Lord is coming. May he find us doing the things of God. May he find us speaking about the Lord Jesus. May he find us living a life in the Spirit. May he find us communing with him and having a real, real relationship with him. I think life with God is wonderful. And I'm glad I came to Christ reading John 17. I pray that they should be one, even as we are one. Mm-hmm. There's a power in that. There is a real power in oneness. But we need to be servants. And I've been thinking seriously about the clutter in my own life. If I mentioned this to my wife, she would look at the hundreds of books I've got, and all sorts of books that were given to me by a friend when years ago in university. I studied Hebrew, and and before she died, this friend of mine gave me all the books, full boxes, in the car to Anglesey, from Anglesey, and then I went and got another four boxes, and they were big boxes. Really, really big boxes. And they're a blessing. By the way, if you want any books, to read any books, then you know where to come.
Amen.